A preliminary hearing dealing with abuses at Abu Ghraib prison has produced testimony implicating an American colonel in covering up the death of an Iraqi. The testimony came in yesterday's hearing in the case of specialist Sabrina Harmon, and it concerned a colonel in military intelligence, Thomas Pappas. Jackie Spinner of the Washington Post joins us from Baghdad. And Jackie Spinner, can you first describe for us what this preliminary hearing is trying to determine and who's been testifying?
This is an Article 32 hearing for Specialist Sabrina Harmon. And Article 32 in the military is the equivalent of a civilian grand jury, and it's trying to determine if there's enough evidence to refer her to a court-martial. Both the prosecution and the defense can call any number of witnesses, chain of command, fellow soldiers, detainees. So it's a pretty open process.
Well, tell us about the testimony concerning Colonel Pappas and the death of an Iraqi in Abu Ghraib.
This was a testimony that came from Captain Donald Reese. He is the company commander of the 372nd Military Police Unit, and he was speaking specifically about a night in November when he was summoned to a shower room that was also used by military intelligence as a interrogation room. And when he gets there, he sees a Iraqi detainee on the floor, and this detainee has recently died, and he's seems to have suffered, according to Captain Reese, a blow to the head. There's a group of people standing around. Colonel Thomas Pappas, who is the commander of military intelligence of the prison, is one of those individuals. There's also CIA interrogation specialists there, and they're standing around trying to decide what to do with the body.
Now, General Antonio Taguba, I believe, reported that, in fact, this happened, and that officers actually attached a sort of a fake IV to the body to make it appear that there'd been a medical death. What did Reese say Colonel Pappas said about the death of this Iraqi and what they should do about it?
His direct quote was that he heard Pappas say, quote, "I'm not going down for this alone." He's describing the scene that you've got the deceased Iraqi detainee there. Everybody's talking, what should we do, what should we do? He says, Colonel Jordan, which we believe to be Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan, who he was the head of the interrogation center at the prison, orders a major or a captain, get some ice from the mess hall, keep this body chilled. And no medics were called. They were discussing that, you know, the detainee died of a heart attack. And Reese recalled that later there was an autopsy that discovered that the man actually died of a blood clot resulting from a blow to the head, not the heart attack, which he suggested, at least in his testimony, was part of this cover-up that was beginning that night.
Now, apart from whatever brutality there had been either during the interrogation or before the interrogation, there's not really much subtlety about the question of whether it's right or wrong to fake the way in which somebody died in a prison. Would it be considered exculpatory for Specialist Harmon to say, I was told to do this? Or is this something you're expected as a soldier not to do, regardless of what the officer tells you?
Well, I mean, there's some question about, you know, one of the things the defense lawyers have honed in on is the fact that these are all very junior soldiers. The defense attorney, Frank Spinner, today brought up the fact that Specialist Harmon, in civilian life, she's an Army reservist, is an assistant manager for a pizza shop, and she deferred to her superiors, who she believed, according to her defense attorney, you know, were instructing to do things that were within the regulations.
Jackie Spinner of the Washington Post in Baghdad, thank you very much.
Thank you.